The opinions and suggestions expressed on the following program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily endorsed by KRMG, Cox Media Group Incorporated, or the program sponsors. It's an Ask the Experts weekend on News 102.3 KRMG. Welcome to House Talk with Mark Wayne Mullen, where answers to your home questions are just a call away at 918-460-KRMG. That's 918-460-5764.
Good morning and welcome to House Talk right here on KRMG. I'm Mark Wayne Mullen with Mullen Plumbing, the Red Rooter. We're the guys in all those red bands crisscrossing this beautiful state we call Oklahoma, taking care of all your plumbing, heating, air, electrical, and environmental needs. I've got Daryl Brown, Dynamic Carpet Care and Restoration, with us this morning. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing wonderful.
I have Nick, the well-groomed individual, Mullen Environmental. How you doing, sir?
Awesome, MW.
Yeah, Daryl made a comment this morning while we were walking in that Nick is always so well groomed, and then Nick comes walking in with a coffee cup that says "I love Nick" on it.
That's my wife.
She made that.
It's her cup.
No, we get it. I hear you in the restroom every now and then when it's just you talking to yourself in the mirror saying you are a handsome devil. Baby.
I do love myself.
He was humming that "All of Me, Why Not Take All of Me" tune too. I don't know.
Did you hear that?
It was Meghan
That's his
Trainor.
Ringtone.
If I was you, I'd wanna be me too.
Skip LaBass of Bass Protection Service, the only man that might have as much confidence in himself than Nick is. Skip. Skip, are you got problems over there? What are you doing?
I have no idea.
He's got his cord all wrapped around his mic.
The one side of the earphones is short now, so I was trying to find that sweet spot so it'd stay on.
Yeah, just take that ear off your head, like this one. This one shorts out, too. That's why I have it only
on one
ear.
Well, I can just hear half of you.
Yeah, well, but half is better
than
none.
May not be a bad thing. Yeah. See, I can't hear it all. So I was trying to play with that cord to try to get it to.
Hey, guys, if you have a question for something's bugging you, it's bugging us, we have the experts here around the mic here in studio to answer all your questions. It's going to be a beautiful day today. It may not be as sunny, but the weather's going to be good. They said it was supposed to be storming today, and I don't even think they're calling for rain now. So it's a great day to get out and start taking care of a lot of those projects outside. If you got a question, you got a project you're working on, something's bugging you around your house, you want to ask a question, if it's electrical, if it's plumbing, if it's HVAC, if it has to do with environmental, septic, aerobic, if it has to do with your outdoor kitchen audio or your backdoor patio, or your surrounds out inside your house, or your camera system. I got Skip LaBass here. Of course, carpet maintenance, tile cleaning, rug cleaning. I got Daryl Brown with Dynamic Carpet Care and Restoration. If you've had a issue, even with the restoration going on at your house, maybe you got flooded out and you got some comments or questions about it, or you want to know what needs to be done. If your sheetrock has got wet, if your flooring's got wet and you want to try doing it yourself, I have the expert here, Daryl Brown with Dynamic Carpet Care and Restoration. Our phone number, 918-460-KRMG. That's 918-460-5764. You can send us a text at 95920. Nick, let's start with you.
Awesome.
Is that cool? I mean, since it's all about you anyways, you made that very clear walking in. Let's talk about me. Let's talk about I.
I like it.
Yeah. You know what you had, and first of all, you've got a display at the Home and Garden Show, right?
Right.
And you're going to be there from noon?
Noon to 3, I'll be there.
Noon to 3. And so if you want to see what Daryl and I are talking about the well-groomed man, this is a good opportunity. But you have a whole system out there, an actual display of how your septic system actually is designed to work. A lot of people don't have a clue how it's designed to work, and you have it all set out there, display. Kind of walk us through that.
Yeah, so we took the time to kind of build a little display so that you can actually see the inner workings of what a septic tank should look like. And so a lot of people are unfamiliar with, when they pop the lid off, that all they see is, you know, that stuff where,
You call it cake. Cake. Come on, be honest.
Yeah, yeah. I like cake, but anyway, we call it cake. We pop that lid off. That's all you can see. So what we want to do is we want to educate people. You know, the key to good maintenance on your aerobic or septic, for that matter, is keeping it clean, keeping it functional. And so you can come out, take a look at our septic tank that we've built, and kind of see how that's supposed to work. We're also talking about lateral field jetting a little bit today later on. I don't know when you want to get into that, but
you can get into it.
Sure.
Hey, so, this is your time. You're
all right, very good. So basically what we want to tell people is, hey, if you take good care of your septic tank, first of all, you won't have to jet your lateral lines. That's the goal. Keep it good and clean. Keep the fizzy tabs in it like we recommend. But in the event that you do, you haven't had it pumped in a while, or that, you know, one of those situations, you're having backups, it's draining slowly, we have a restorative, is that the word? Restoration service for your septic system. It's called lateral field jetting. And what we do is we come out, we go, and we camera out the outlet side of your septic tank to locate your junction boxes. And so everywhere that you have a header line that comes off of your septic tank, everywhere it intersects with a lateral line,
first
you have a junction
box. Let's let people understand what your lateral lines are designed for. Your lateral lines are designed, your septic tank is designed to keep the solids in the tank.
Correct.
Your lateral field is designed to take the water flow that comes from your house.
Right.
And allow it to go through the tank, separate the solids, go out your outlet baffle, and your clean water, or I wouldn't say clean, but your non-debris water,
right,
goes into your lateral field. And your lateral field is pipes designed with weep holes to absorb into your soil.
Right. And so therein lies the key. You want to keep the sludge layer in that tank, right, as little as possible so that you don't get that sludge into your lateral field.
And if they do get down there, that's what we talk about with the lateral line cleaning, yep, that we can go in there and clean out box by box and find the system for you. By the way, a good 50% of the lateral fields we go into, they're actually damaged,
right,
because someone's drove over them. They've crushed a junction box. They collapsed a line, and you've only been using a portion,
right,
of your lateral field. And so while we're doing this, we'll actually find it. Right?
We have a really high success rate with these. We always recommend trying to fix what you got first before you replace it.
Let's go to line one. Line one, we have Tad. Tad, you got a question?
Yes. Yeah, I've just purchased a home, and out by the barn, there is I call them the freezeless faucets. You know, you pump it up, looks like the old-fashioned pipes.
Right, yeah, the lift handle.
And
right.
Yes. I am not getting any water there, but I'm not losing water either. So it's not a cracked line leaking underground. What can I do to figure out what's stopping that?
Well, that has a plunger. That has a long, the long tube coming up is a long rod. And then below that, there is a plunger that's typically 18 to 24 inches actually below the ground. And okay, that plunger with that rod a lot of times breaks off. And the plunger gets stuck in the stop position, which is okay. There's nothing wrong with that. You can repair these, but if it's in soft soil, meaning that it's, or gravel, meaning it's not underneath concrete or something like that, I would suggest just digging it up and replacing it, because they're actually probably going to be easier for you to replace the whole thing than it would be for you just to repair it. We repair these things all the time. They're very finicky. Sometimes they're super easy to repair. Sometimes they're not. There's so many of these things that are out of date now, because you can't sell. You're really not supposed to sell a lot of these anymore because they don't pass code. And when they did that, they quit making parts for them. So what they've done is they've come out and they've made generic parts for them. The generic parts sometimes can be slightly off. The plunger can be slightly off. The rod will be maybe a quarter of an inch too long, and it causes it to stick. And it sometimes takes a lot of adjusting to get it done, even for professionals like us. And as someone that hasn't worked on it, it's very difficult. So if it's not underneath a concrete surface or a solid surface, then I would suggest just digging it up or replacing it.
All right. Well, thank you. Yeah, it's all underneath soft ground all the way up
to
the house.
So it's probably going to be 18 inches deep, 24 inches deep.
Okay.
Make sure you shut the water off If it's down at the barn, surely there's a shutoff before it gets to your barn somewhere around there. If not, just shut off your main water supply. And then dig it. Make sure you make your hole big enough. I can't ever express that enough. Don't just dig down straight to it. I'd make you a 2 foot by 2 foot by 2 foot hole, meaning 2 foot wide, 2 foot long, okay, and 2 foot deep. And give yourself plenty of room to work on it. And then take it out. Take the whole faucet with you to the store if you want to, or just snap a picture of it and then go to Lock Supply. Or you can probably buy one at a box store and just replace it.
Well, thank you.
All right. Thank you. Let's go to, we got time. Do we got to take a break, or we got time for line two? Let's go to line two. You got a question for us, Don?
Yes, sure. The other day when it was pretty nice outside, I was doing some work in the attic, and the garage felt cool, but the attic felt very warm. It was noticeably warmer.
The attic will probably always be a little bit warmer because heat rises. The thing is that you want to make sure you have airflow in your attic. And
yes,
so
we have airflow in the attic.
Yeah, and so it's not going to be uncommon at all for it to be different temperatures, just like it'll be colder in the winter. And then when you have sun, you're going to get heat that's going to be reflecting off your roof. That'll cause it to be warmer there, because typically your insulation is going to be on your ceiling, not on your roof line. So
right,
the temperature difference is not a big deal at all, just as long as you have airflow. If you don't have airflow in that attic, that's different. We got to make sure we have airflow in there.
Yeah, there's definitely airflow.
Yeah, so I wouldn't worry about it then. Then you're going to be just fine.
All right, well, thank you very much.
All right, Don, appreciate it. If you got a question for us, our phones are open, 918-460-KRMG. That's 918-460-5764. You can send us a text at 95920. We got Darryl Brown, Dynamic Carpet Care and Restoration, Nick with Mullen Environmental, Skip Labasse, Labasse Protection Service. Hey, I'm Mark Wayne Mullen with Mullen Plumbing at the Red Ritter. Set tight. We'll be right back. Back to House Talk right here on KRMG. I'm Mark Wynn Mullen with Mullen Plumbing, the Red Ritter. We're the guys out there in all those red vans taking care of your plumbing, heating, electrical, and environmental needs. If you got a question for us, give us a call. We're live on the show, 918-460-KRMG. That's 918-460-5764. Send us a text at 95920. I got Darryl Brown, Dynamic Carpet Care and Restoration, Nick with Mullen Environmental, Skip Labasse with Labasse Protection Service. Darryl, let's talk about rug cleaning. I mean, there is so many people now that are going with hardwood floors, yours truly included, and to offset those hardwood floors or those hard surfaces, people are putting in rugs. I mean, for instance, we no longer have a living room with carpet in it. We have hardwood floors with a rug in it,
right.
And these rugs have to be cleaned too. But a lot of people don't know where to start or even how to get it done.
Right, with the proliferation of area rugs in homes today, it's kind of a rare circumstance where we go into a home where we don't end up cleaning a few rugs while we're there. Rugs are often placed in areas for two purposes, really. One is to provide comfort, and it gives it that homey feel, like you said, your living room. There's something about hardwoods that are nice, but they're not always really very homey and very comfortable. So sometimes people put rugs in living areas where they're going to be spending a lot of time. But very often rugs are used to put in areas where there's a need to protect, right? Protect the wood floor, or it's an area where spills are frequent, and they put the rug there to kind of add that layer of protection there. So rugs a lot of times catch a lot of the things that we live with, you know, food spills, pet stains, different things like that. And so we do a lot of rug cleaning. Now, sometimes homes don't lend themselves to rug cleaning on site, meaning they've got hardwoods throughout the home. It's very difficult sometimes to clean rugs on hardwood floors because there's a moisture issue. We're going to clean with steam cleaning just like we clean carpets because that's what works. But sometimes whenever you introduce a high moisture textile to on top of a hardwood floor. That's just not a good mixture. So we'll put plastic underneath them to separate them to provide that barrier while the rug dries. We also offer a pickup and delivery service where we'll come out and pick up the rugs, take them back to our shop, clean them in our shop, and wrap them up after they're dry, and bring them back to your home and roll them back out for you. So that's something that you can visit with us about. We'd be happy to tell you more about that service as well. Stain protectant is very important in the rugs. Yes,
a lot of rugs are
made with two primary textiles, that being wool or nylon. And both many times just need stain protectant because, as I said, rugs are used a lot of times to put in areas where it spills. We have one underneath our kitchen table, right? And it's designed to protect our wood floor, I guess. I don't know why.
Do what now?
We put one underneath our kitchen table. Designed
to catch what?
Food spills, I guess. I don't know why we put it there other than I think it keeps the floor
it's
from
your
getting
house,
scratched
isn't it?
From... Eh, my wife does it. Man, I don't do that. I'm not in... that's not my thing.
Whatever.
But it does get dirty a lot, I guess what I'm trying to say. And applying stain protectant is something that can be done very cheaply to rugs. And it's probably as far as for bang for your buck. It's a great investment. I mean, you're talking on most rugs, you're talking less than $20 to stain protect it, and it might as well do it while it's being cleaned. So,
right.
Yeah.
Well, if you have questions about that, they can always give you a call.
Right. You can give us a call at 918-279-1847 to talk about that, and we'll be happy to give you a quote on prices, and we can tell you exactly what that's going to cost. Most of your area rugs are going to cost about $30, $35 to clean on the larger rugs. And typically on the small rugs down to the ones that sit in front of your kitchen sink, you know, you're talking $5 or less. So we can kind of package that up for you and offer that service while we're there in your home.
And let's talk real quick about carpet repair. Now, yeah, we talked about you repair carpet. We get that. But the importance of people remodeling is what a lot of people do right now. And you should always keep extra tile, but you always should keep donor pieces for your carpet too, right?
Right. Keep an extra. You're gonna have some scraps that are left over whenever your installer puts that carpet in. Roll it up. Put it in the attic. You know, put it in a safe place in the attic where you know where it's at. You know, if you've got closet space downstairs, that's fine. But it's not gonna hurt it to be in the attic. If it's dirty whenever we pull it out, we're gonna probably clean it anyway. And the heat in your attic and the cold in your attic, those temperature extremes probably won't do any damage to that carpet.
And this is
most important thing is that you have it.
Right. And this is for if you accidentally spill something that can't be removed.
Right. And if you
drop
don't,
an iron or
and
something
if you don't have something like that, many times we can take a donor patch from a closet.
Right.
And make that repair.
Hey, if you got a question for us, give us a call, 918-460-5764. That's 918-460-KRMG. Or you can send us a text at 95920. I'm Mark Winn-Mullen with Mullen Plumbing at the Red Ritter. Darrell Brown, Dynamic Carpet Care and Restoration. I have Nick with Mullen Environmental. And the ever-so-talented Skip the Bass with all the Bass Protection Service. Set tight. We'll be back. Welcome back to House Talk right here on KRMG. I'm Mark Wayne Mullen with Mullen Plumbing at the Red Ritter. Our goal is not to meet, but to exceed your expectations. My guys are going to show up with their shirts tucked in, belt around their feet, around their waist, shoe covers on their feet. Well, that was going to be difficult.
It's going to be awkward.
Yeah, that was going to be quite awkward. See, when you get distracted, I got distracted because I was going to talk about the home show, and I thought, well, when is a good time to plug the home show for Nick? Because we had a customer yesterday win something, and we were going to give him a shout out, but I got to finish my thought before I go on, or I make stupid mistakes like that. That's anybody else ever do that?
All the time.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Hey, I'm Mark Wayne Mullen with Mullen Plumbing. I got Darrell Brown, Dynamic Carpet Care and Restoration. Nick with Mullen Environmental. And these talented Skip LaBass of Bass Protection Service. By the way, I had Skip come out and bail me out because he always does. We got some work going on at our house, which never ends. And you know, I have some guests coming over, and we needed a TV hung. And it was late. You guys have been working hard, and you had a good friend of mine that actually agreed to come out and do it, take care of it last night.
Ever came out. We, of course, had to help him. And we got it set up, though. But it's kind of weird because you're building this fireplace with no rock on it yet.
Right.
So we'd install the TV, knowing we're going to take it back down so they can put the rock back up.
Well, and Everett, who is more talented than you, let's be honest with you.
Maybe a little.
You're a lot better looking than Everett, Everett is extremely talented at what he does. He's actually filled in for you on the show
multiple times,
a couple times. But I just want to say thank you to you both because you bailed me out because my wife was going to give me that look that no one likes, right?
So I go, Everett, just take an hour. It takes 30 minutes to get out there, you know.
Hey, you got a question for us, 918-460-KRMG, 918-460-5764. You can send us a text at 95920. What's bugging you? Well, let's talk about it. We can walk you through whatever situation you have. Let's get out and get the problem taken care of. Real quick, Nick, at the Home and Garden Show, you got a full display, but you also got a big wheel that we're giving away a lot of stuff. Yeah. And you had a guy last night win a half year free of our platinum program,
which is
kind of a cool deal.
It really is. You can come out, you can spin the wheel. We got a lot of prizes. And Jimmy Berg, if you're listening, and I know you are, we're going to give you a
Jimmy
shout
Berg.
Out.
I haven't heard that name in a long time.
Jimmy Berg. The Berg brothers. I promised him I'd give him a shout out today.
Mark, have you heard that name in a while?
I haven't talked to Jimmy.
Jimmy was a frequent caller for a long time.
Yeah,
Jimmy's a great guy.
He's a guy that never remember or never forgets dates.
That's right. He's
ever.
Awesome.
Isn't that right?
We snapped some selfies last night. It was great.
Yeah.
And he won a half year of a free platinum maintenance for his HVAC system. So
how about that?
That's cool.
Jimmy, good to hear you still out and about. That's that's pretty neat. Let's talk to Skip Abbas of Bass Protection Service.
Technology's changing.
It always changes, which is why it's so frustrating to me, because you can buy the best this year and next year it's not.
And, but it's still good.
Yeah, but it's not, because it's not acceptable of being just good. I mean, you kind of get in this, you're not even competing with the Joneses anymore. You just compete with yourself when it comes to this technology.
So what you've got to think of, which it's hard to when stuff's not out like last year, but now you want to get a DVR that'll support the higher end cameras, the 4 megapixels, the 5 megapixels, the 4K, which is 8 megapixel. Who knows what's going to be out in 2 years from now? So all the people last year that bought the 2 megapixels are like, we're backwards technology. You're not. You still have wonderful, really good cameras. There's just better stuff out right now. So what you got to do is, because their DVRs won't hold the 4 and 5 megapixels, you've got to get the DVR that'll hold the bigger ones to support them and record them. So what you got to do is, in 4 and 5 megapixel cameras, even the 4K, they're not for everywhere. Say you have a small room, a kitchen, like we're going to put, so on Monday we're going to put some in a break room. You don't need the 4 or 5 megapixels there. What you want to do there is probably still stick with the 1.3 or a 2 megapixel. Where you want your pixels is the wider view, and you want the depth. So let's say it's down your driveway. Like on your house, what we did in your house is we put the 4 megapixel with a 5 megapixel boost, which is on your DVR, so we can get the depth down your driveway, the pixels kick in, and you see what's going on down. You don't need that inside a room or like on a back porch, a garage, you know, a showroom or whatever. So what you want to do is you want to look at each situation. So that's when we come out. And the difference is if you put 4 and 5 megapixels everywhere, which is fine, sometimes it's overkill, though, and it's taking a little more storage on your hard drive, so we got to put more hard drive space in. Takes a little bit more stress on your network if they're network cameras. So what we can do is make a system where you have two or three, 1.3 or 2 megapixel cameras, and then you have 4 or 5 or even 1 5 megapixel cameras. Put it all together where each camera fits whatever application.
Let's talk about, let's switch gears from cameras to outdoor living areas. They're very unpopular. Now, you can spend a lot of money for an outdoor TV. I mean, a lot of money. And by the way, they're, in my opinion, they're pretty low grade too.
Right. Well, you can get them just like anything else. You can get whatever price you want to spend on them.
You're paying how much more for an outdoor TV versus a regular TV, which has got the same quality?
65% more.
And so with that being said, you gave me really good advice. I'll let you take it from here, because we love being outside. The worst day is when I don't ever get to go outside. I can't stand it. I I look forward to waking up in the morning and going outside, and I like spending as much time possible outdoors.
So inside, you want to stick with your Samsungs, you want to stick with your Sony TVs, the, you know, the 4K HD or OLEDs or whatever you want. But outside, what you want to do is, instead of spending all the money on a higher end outdoor TV, get a little cheaper one. You know, go down to the box store and get some that's half price than the other ones, something you can change out every 2 years. Hanging up outside, if you have any kind of covering, it should be fine. Now there's all kinds of covers and stuff, but a caller called us one time several years ago, and he used a charcoal grill cover. Put it right over the top, waterproofs it. What you really got to watch for on those is the humidity, and a lot of times the connectors on the back will start to rust a little bit. But you can get a good 2-3 years out of an older, or a, not older, but a cheaper TV. You know, the Vizios, the, you know, the cheaper brands like that. Put it outside, it works perfect. And if something happens to it, because more than anything, the birds are going to do their thing on it. That's the biggest thing about the outdoor TVs. Just clean it right up.
And the connections. But, you know, we've had one on our outdoor kitchen now. We've had it, our outdoor living area. We've had it for
3 years.
Yeah, three, if not longer, 3 or 4 years. And we still don't have any problems. And now we built a box around it, kind of a wooden box that goes around it.
And you also have a cover. So you have two things. Yeah. But, yeah, on yours, what's going to happen is probably next year or so, those connectors will start to get just moisture on them or stuff. We can cut it, clean it up, take it off, and keep using it.
But we've had an outdoor kitchen, too, or an outdoor TV. I'd say an outdoor TV, and we still had the connection issues. That we didn't have any problem. In fact, it didn't last us any longer than the other one did. Not for us, anyways. Now, granted, I didn't take care of it like the way like I do this one. But at the same time, you're right. I'm in 3-4 years. I've paid half of what I would spend on another one. I'll probably go buy the exact same TV if I can and when I need it. But right now, it's still working.
And what's getting popular now is the Wi-Fi speakers, the Sonos, the music that streams through your internet. What you got to make sure is if you put those outside on your patio, you have to have a strong infrastructure Wi-Fi. So we need to put an access point out there so your Wi-Fi broadcasts out on your patio as a strong signal that can support that music.
I've got a text message up here at 95920. By the way, if you got a question for us, 918-460-KRMG. It's 918-460-5764. It says, I have a R22 AC system. Can you use existing piping for the new AC? System is 10 years old. You know, yes, in a lot of cases you can. However, each one is special. It's one of those ones we got to take a look at. This is one of those regulations that I've really been, I don't know what the word, I've been upset about, because why sometimes we have good intentions, what they do is they take good technology and they essentially phase it out, and it's very difficult for someone with a system that's only 10 years old, which should be able to be repairable and still work. Now it makes it very difficult to repair, and so we end up having to replace them. And it can get very costly and expensive. The best thing to do is, it's not a bad idea to have a second opinion if someone's saying that you're going to have to replace all that. But at the same time, it's not uncommon. Most of the time, we can use the same system, but there is some changes, some modifications that have to be made. Let's go to Daryl.
Yes.
We visited already about rugs, but let's talk real quick about tile cleaning again. When people are doing spring cleaning, they come in. Let's talk about your process and actually how you can clean hard surfaces too. You also brought up the fact that you can actually clean garages. The oil stains in garages are something where a car leaked oil or something's happened, and it's just annoying to people.
Right. So the process for cleaning tile involves using a specific tile and stone grout cleaner that we apply to your tile. And then we have what's called a grout brush. We will agitate that cleaning product into the grout line, scrubbing the grout lines with the grout brush. And then we come in with our high-pressure tile cleaning tool, which is, think of it as a kind of a upside-down mixing bowl, if you will, a pretty large mixing bowl with a rubber gasket around the perimeter, and then a high-pressure power washing spinning head that rotates underneath that bowl. And then the suction from, we use the same machine that we use to clean carpets with, the suction kind of in the rubber gasket around this thing keeps the water from just flying all over the house, but yet it allows you to power wash that tile and retrieve all the water and the debris and things like that that are coming up. And what's left behind is fresh-looking, almost like it's freshly installed tile. It's amazing. We have some pictures on our website that you can go take a look at. It's just amazing the results that you get from tile cleaning. It really is. It's super effective. And then we can seal that grout once it's cleaned, if that's something that you'd like to have us do. We do offer that service. It's not necessary. It's not part of getting the tile clean itself, but it is something that will prolong. It won't keep your tile from ever getting stained again, but it'll prolong the intervals between cleaning, and it'll allow us to, whenever we do come in to clean it, that those stains will clean out much easier.
Now, one thing I didn't realize you do is garage cleaning too. Now, you don't come in and organize a garage.
It's something that we don't necessarily advertise, and it's not something that's like, you know, we can't get that concrete to where it looks like it was just, you know, poured.
But a huge pet peeve of mine is a stain.
Yeah.
Regardless of what it is, I like it to look good. But you guys can come in if you had something that did stain into a garage. A lot of times you can restore.
Yeah, we can use the same type of cleaning products that we use to clean tile with to clean that concrete with, and it'll greatly improve it. Maybe perhaps you're even thinking about putting down one of these epoxy finishes in your garage. Those are wonderful. I mean, I've seen people that do that in houses that where that's been done. It really improves the cleanup ability. But having it professionally cleaned before would greatly improve the success.
Darrell Brown, Dynamic Carpet Care and Restoration. Phone number?
You can reach it at 279-1847.
I've got Nick with Mullen Environmental. Skip Abbas Protection Service. We had a caller just called in wanting your phone number, but give your phone number out again.
918-955-1381.
Hey, I'm Mark Mullen with Mullen Plumbing at the Red Ritter. We got to take a break. Set tight. We'll be right back. Good morning. Welcome back to House Talk right here on KRMG. I'm Mark Wynn Mullen with Mullen Plumbing, the Red Ritter, where the guys and all those red vans crisscrossing this beautiful state, taking care of all your plumbing, heating, air, electrical, and environmental needs. I have Darrell Brown, Dynamic Carpet Care and Restoration. Nick with Mullen Environmental. Skip Abbas with the Labass Protection Service. Skip, got a text message up here at 95920. Says, what brand of Wi-Fi speakers do you suggest?
We use Sonos, mainly because I'm a Sonos dealer, but to me, they're the best. They pioneered it. They got it mastered. It's a little bit more, but I think it's a little bit more solid on the Wi-Fi part. So,
are these wireless?
Yeah, it actually goes to your internet, so you can stream from your phone. And you can get multiple ones, so you can sit in your living room and say, go to the patio and send a whatever song you like out to the patio and different one out to the different rooms in the house. It's pretty sophisticated. It's nice.
Oh, really?
It's called Sonos.
What do they typically run?
Well, there's different levels. So you can get like a regular speaker for, let's say, $199, and then you get bigger speakers. But one solid speaker will do a whole room. You don't have to get like, you can use your previous ones in the ceiling. We can hook what's called a Sonos amp into it. But if you just want, like, say, in your dining room or your kitchen, you can get a Sonos speaker, depending on what size you want, how powerful you want, just one. And it's totally digital, totally sounds great. And you can set it over in a corner. And they're very, very nice.
People want more information on this, they can contact you where?
You look us up at labassprotection.net or give us a call at 918-955-1381.
Nick with Mullen Environmental, you're going to be at the Home and Garden Show this weekend, right?
Yeah, come see us.
When's your date to work or time to work today?
I'm there from noon to 3 today and the same tomorrow.
Noon to 3 to go out and see the well-groomed Nick. Go by, yeah, take a picture. He's signing his 8x10s. You have your 8x10 pictures out there, right?
And I have a few of yours as well.
free selfies. You're doing free selfies with folks?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, we'll do that.
And are you controlling the wheel?
I did all night last night. So when I'm out there, it's lit. It's on fire.
Make sure you talk to him about the Platinum program we have out there, too. If you have a septic aerobic issue, he's the man to talk to. Your phone number is?
918-258-6636, or check us out on the web at mulleninc.com.
Darrell Brown, Dynamic Carpet Care and Restoration.
Yeah, spring cleaning is right around the corner. Give us a call, 918-279-1847, or feel free to go on our website at dynamiccarpetcarellc.com to set up your appointment.
Skip real quick. They said, how are the speakers powered? I'm assuming...
Well, they have Wi-Fi back for the source, but you just plug them into the wall if you get the basic speaker.
Hey, I want to remind everybody, it's daylight savings. I am not a big fan of it. Just telling you. I like getting consistent with my time, but whatever. Remember, set your clocks forward 1 hour. This is spring forward, not fall back. Forward 1 hour tomorrow, so you're not late to church. Hey, I'm Mark Winmullen with Mullen Plumbing, the Red Rooter. Our phone number is 918-258-6636 in the Oklahoma City area. It's 405-943-0009. Have a blessed weekend. We will see you next week.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.